This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. When it comes to limiting greenhouse gas emissions in New England, beware the Ides of March. That's when electric generating plants in the region have to meet an important deadline. They'll announce their plans to produce power beyond their current contracts that cover just the next few years. And one of those plants is uncertain whether it's going to be producing power at all. It's the largest generator of carbon-free electricity in New England, Millstone Nuclear Power Station in Waterford, Connecticut. The plant's owners say unless they can get a financial booster shot from the state of Connecticut, they'll pull the plug on the plant. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman is here to explain the situation. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Lisa.
So March 15th is the deadline for Millstone to decide if it's going to be going dark. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right. That's the date that Millstone's owner, Dominion Energy, has to announce if it's going to participate in something that's called the forward capacity market and sell its electricity into the region 3 years from now. That's be mid-2023.
Just step back for 1 second, Bruce. This plant is in Connecticut. What impact does it have on power in Massachusetts?
Well, there's one grid in New England, and we need the energy. That's a lot of energy coming out of this nuclear power plant. When you pull the plug on a power plant, you need to get that power from someplace. The rates are going to go up, at least for ratepayers in Connecticut and maybe throughout the region.
Given that, why would the owner, Dominion, want to shut it down?
They want to shut it down because money. They say that it can't produce electricity as cheaply as power plants that burn natural gas, which is really cheap these days. So it's going to ask for some help from the state.
And then why would the state help a private electric company?
Well, a couple of reasons. Because the nuclear power plant has its fuel on site, and Millstone claims that it provides what's called fuel security. Millstone doesn't have to worry about getting shipments of fuel from pipelines, trucks, or ships like oil and gas. And because Millstone is big, and I mean really big, it needs to stay in business. It's the largest generator in New England, and it emits no carbon into the atmosphere. So the state and region need Millstone to meet their greenhouse gas goals.
When you say Millstone is really big, how much electricity is it generating?
Well, it has two reactors that produce enough electricity to power 2 million homes. Lisa, that's equal to about half the electricity needs of Connecticut. And it also generates 1,500 jobs at the site and $150 million in state tax revenue. So it's big and it is important.
It's important for Connecticut. What kind of help is Dominion asking for from the state?
Well, wind and solar get special treatments because they're renewable. The state wants to encourage their development, and they require utilities to purchase renewable energy with long-term fixed-price contracts. Millstone Nuclear wants to be treated the same way. Here's Dan Dolan. He's the head of New England Power Generators Association.
And now the question is, how do we reform and revise the market to account for these subsidies that some resources are getting, while others that are not receiving any subsidy will still be needed for the system overall?
So what deal did they reach?
Well, they haven't conclusively reached a deal. In December, after 2 years of warning that it might close, Connecticut accepted Millstone as a provider of clean energy. But that wasn't the end. Millstone still needs to negotiate a price for its power that it provides with the utilities. And as I mentioned, the deadline for telling the electric grid operator it's going to generate 3.5 years from now into the future is March 15th.
What about opponents of nuclear energy? What are they saying?
The environmental community is divided. Some environmentalists say they want nuclear power plants shut down. The faster, the better. They don't want plants to be subsidized because they claim it will hamper the growth of renewables. But even the Union of Concerned Scientists say that we need to keep safely operating nuclear plants working until more renewables come online. So it's a conundrum, and we're going to need some answers mighty soon.
Bruce, thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa.
Bruce Gellerman is WBUR's senior environmental reporter.